Collecting for Pleasure and Profit by Andrew Sachs. With Morris Denham as George Willman, Liza Ross as Barbara Pepper, Andrew Sachs as Klaus Reinhardt, and Timothy Bateson as Mr. Armitage. The year is 1935.
Now, this one. It's from the Chicago Daily last month. An exhibition of modern French paintings. Best examples gleaned from collections all over Europe. Look. If I were to choose a favorite, it would be Auguste Renoir's exquisite Georges de la Forêt from the Willman Pepper collection in England.
Oh.
With a few apparently careless brush strokes, Renoir expresses perfectly the exuberance of a 14-year-old boy amid the spring sunshine of a forest clearing. This is painting at its very best, and so on.
Yeah, some people describe Renoir as that inept forger of chocolate box art.
Hmm. You know, Mr. Willman, the exhibition has generated enormous interest. Very positive interest.
Mm, splendid.
In fact, inquiries are already coming through to me for a New York show in 1937.
Really? So far ahead?
2 years is not long.
And I suppose your people want to borrow some of my pictures again,
Yes.
Oh, this is getting to be a bit of a habit, isn't it? So far you had them for Paris, London, Chicago, and now it's to be New York.
Well, actually, I have been approached by the Uffizi to get together some little bits and pieces for them.
Oh.
Next year, October.
You want my paintings to go to Italy?
They would be very interested.
Well, Mr. Armitage, I've already refused Berlin because of that dreadful man who's running things now.
Professor Mittendorf.
No, Adolf Hitler. So I'm afraid Italy will have to go by the board for very similar reasons.
I suppose so.
I think you'd better let me keep the paintings here for the present. Woking is so much safer, you know.
Oh, indeed. You've been more than kind, Mr. Willman. I hope you don't mind my asking.
Well, I was about to withdraw my offer of tea and scones, as a matter of fact, but luckily you've been saved by Mrs. Bell.
What? Oh.
Scones are straight out of the oven, sir. Beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Bell.
And tea?
How is my assistant doing, Mrs. Bell? Not making a mess for you, I hope.
Oh, as good as gold, sir. Of course, it has been 3 months since he took them down, so he needs telling where to hang them up again.
Had I better check?
Oh, you enjoy your tea while the sun's still out. Can't have you driving back to London on an empty stomach. What's happened to the Manet, sir? Mm. They haven't come back.
Mr. Armitage's people are treating us to a little restoration on the sky.
Oh, well, yeah, I know, yes. Oh, that'll make it nice again. Mm. But the wall is looking a bit forlorn without our Manet, sir. Will you help yourselves?
Now, bare walls are something Mr. Armitage would like us to get used to. If he had his way, my paintings would go touring round the world like Mrs. Patrick Campbell.
Oh, we've only just got them back today, sir.
Well, that's right. You tell him.
Here you are. I'll bring hot water presently.
You know, Mr. Willman, I don't think you realise just the kind of reputation the Impressionists are gaining for themselves.
Really? They're all dead.
What? Oh, yes, quite, of course. But you know what I mean. And not only the actual Impressionists. Just look at your Van Goghs, for example.
I do, constantly.
Very desirable indeed. I just wish you would reconsider and possibly...
Mr. Armitage,
yes?
Are you about to put your dealer's hat on and offer me money again? You should know better than that by now. Pass on.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Cornelli.
Hey, what do you know? Klaus Reinhardt. What the hell are you doing here?
Traveling to London like you, I think.
Well, sit down a minute. Let me look at you.
Thank you. I was just... Oh, excuse me. Thank you so much. I was just coming from the dining car and spotted you here.
But this is the boat train. Don't tell me we've been shipmates and never met on board.
No. I had some business in Southampton, that's all.
Oh.
You arrived on the Queen Mary today.
Yeah. I didn't know you were in England.
Well, I am. Do you think you might have some spare time while you're here?
Sure. I'm at the Carlton Hotel.
The Carlton?
On Haymarket Street.
Ah, yes, the Haymarket, of course.
You'll call me?
Well, excellent. I would escort you to your hotel now when we arrive. But unfortunately, I'm with some colleagues on the train.
You get back to them. We'll catch up on things.
It's very nice to meet you again.
Likewise. By the way, I'm not booked in as Mrs. Cornelli.
No.
Just ask for Barbara Pepper.
Barbara Pepper. Very good. Mrs.?
Miss.
And are you here on business or pleasure?
Oh, business. Just business.
Well, that all seems to be in order.
And you'll have the Manet back in 2 or 3 days.
Oh, I'm most grateful. I know restoration work isn't cheap.
It's the very least we can do.
Now, can you imagine anyone calling this chocolate box art? It's this very painting that started it all for me, you know.
Really?
Mm. I was about that boy's age, 14 or so, when I first saw it in Paris. With the name Georges, of course, it made me look rather more keenly. Well, I'd never seen painting like it. Nor had most other people. I'm talking now about the first Impressionist exhibition of 1874.
The first one? You were actually there at the first one?
Mm. My parents took me, huh?
That is fascinating.
And there was this masterpiece. I was absolutely bowled over.
And your parents bought the picture for you?
No, I didn't see it again until I was living back in Paris after Oxford. Monty Pepper and I happened to be in his studio, and there was...
In Renoir's studio?
At La Roche-Guyon. And there was Georges, stacked up with a lot of other pictures. Well, of course, I simply had to have it.
And he sold it to you?
Yeah.
May I ask, for how much?
Well, I really can't remember, except that he looked on me rather favourably. Perhaps £40 or so. But subsequently, we had to pay as much as 70 or 80 for our other Renoirs.
Oh,
it was a lot of money for us at the time.
When you're ready, sir, your assistant gentleman's with me in the kitchen.
Ah, yes, it's high time we left you in peace.
Oh, I got him polishing the silver, ready for lunch tomorrow.
Oh, Mrs. Bell.
He offered, Mr. Wilman. And we've got to make it look nice for the lady.
Ah, yes, special day tomorrow. We're having Monty Pepper's daughter to lunch.
Oh, you really?
From America.
How very nice for you.
When I last saw her, she was a tiny child. I must have been in 93 or 4. I'm quite excited about it.
Well, of course you are.
Little Barbara.
Working! This is working! Working station! Working!
Hello.
Oh, yes, I thought it must be you. Hello, Barbara. Welcome.
Thank you. I think this meeting rates a kiss, don't you?
Of course. Welcome.
It's nice to be here.
Good. Well, come along. I've got transport later on.
Great.
You found your way all right, then?
Your instructions last night were faultless.
Give him your ticket.
Thank you, madam.
That's it. There's a wonderful lunch prepared for us. The silver's all polished and the table's laid in the garden.
I can't wait.
Here we are.
This?
Yes, do you mind?
It's great. When you said transport, I thought...
Well,
you...
no Cadillacs here, I'm afraid. This is the best we poor country folk can manage.
No, it's much better than a car.
That's it. Now, you sit there.
This is great.
Now, come along, Blackie. Come on. It's about 5 miles.
Right. Oh, it's beautiful around here, isn't it?
Oh, wait till you see the cottage in the depths of nowhere. Very peaceful.
Terrific. Is there a Mrs. Wilman?
Not anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Some years ago now.
Don't you get lonesome?
Oh, I've got family and friends. And, of course, there's my Mrs. Bell who comes up from the village. She keeps me in order. Come on.
I just pushed the front door. It's always open.
Oh, right.
Here we are.
How do you do, madam?
I'm fine, thank you. I've heard a lot about you.
Come in, madam, please. I expect you'd like a nice rest after your journey.
It's under 50 minutes from Waterloo.
Yes, but America!
I've had plenty of rest.
Well, it's very nice of you to come so soon. He's ever so pleased. He's been jumping about all morning.
Come through.
Hey, will you look at this place? Real oak beams and that fireplace. Oh, you'll just have to forgive me, Mr. Wilman, but I'm not used to old places like this. This is my first time in Europe, you know.
No, it isn't.
Hmm?
Well, you were born in Paris.
Oh, well, gee, that's right. But I don't remember much about it.
No, I don't suppose you would. But I do, and I can tell you that you used to call me Uncle George then.
I guess I did.
I'll let you drop the uncle, shall I?
Okay, George. Hey, there it is.
Hmm?
The picnic in the field. And that one, the lady with the straw hat. I saw them in Chicago.
Oh, you did indeed. They arrived back only yesterday.
And they're all here in this house.
No, and more. You can have a conducted tour if you like.
If I like, try and stop me.
Shall I make a cup of tea?
No, I put some champagne in the ice chest this morning.
Ooh.
Perhaps you'll get it for us, Mrs.
Yes,
Bell.
Yes, sir, yes. Lunch won't be long.
This is by Renoir.
Yes?
He's my favorite. Well, you have a lot of Renoirs, and I've seen them all.
No, you haven't. There's another one upstairs.
Gee.
You fond of paintings?
I should just say I am.
Good.
Of course, I'm no expert.
Well, neither am I.
You're being modest.
No, really. Monty was far more knowledgeable about art than I ever was.
I know so little about my father.
Well, that's easily remedied. You'll stay for the day.
I'd love to.
Will you join us, Mrs. Bell?
Oh, it goes straight to my head.
That's the idea.
No, sir. I've got to keep my eye on the lunch.
Mm. How long are you in England for, Barbara?
A few weeks, I hope.
And is your trip business or pleasure?
Oh, pleasure. Just pleasure.
And with the legacy and the modest allowance, I just about had enough to start my small bookshop in the Rue de Clozel in Montmartre. Well, this must have been 1885.
Exactly 50 years ago.
Hmm? Oh, so it is. Then this is an anniversary as well as a reunion. Salut. Anyway, your father and I had been in Oxford together, and it was his great ambition to write the definitive history of French art. Well, where better than in Paris, so I got him to join me. You can be very proud of him, you know. Mm-hmm. Wonderful man. We shared everything, books, food, clothes at times, even girlfriends. Though he kept Solange to himself, you'll be pleased to know. She's alive and well, I trust?
Mother died in an auto crash.
Oh, no.
A long time ago. She was only in her 20s.
Hmm. Well, you must have been a child still.
I went into an orphanage.
I had no idea.
It hasn't been easy for me.
Oh, my dear Barbara.
Tell me more.
Poor Solange. Well, unfortunately, by the time you were born in... when, 90?
91.
In 91, their relationship was in difficulty. She never really found the bohemian lifestyle much to her liking, and one day, having met a rather eligible American, she simply moved out with you.
Yeah.
We knew virtually nothing about him, but in the end he took you both to the States, didn't he? I assume he became your stepfather.
They were planning to marry, but he died in the car with her.
Tragic for you. Well, then, with Monty gone as well, you have nobody.
That's right. I've never married. Tell me more about Daddy.
Well, he doted on you. Happily, you often came to stay with us even after he and your mother separated. Before you suddenly disappeared to America, that is.
Uh-huh.
You helped me sell books in the shop, came to the cafes at night, and actually met many of our painter friends yourself.
No, but even Renoir?
Well, very possibly.
Oh, it's so exciting. Who else did I meet?
Well, there was an old man, Père Tanguy, who had a shop a few doors away. He supplied artists' materials and used to grind his own paints in a little back room, and you'd sit on his knee and help him. Mon petit trésor, he called you.
My little...
treasure. You didn't carry on with your friend?
No.
Oh, yes. Père Tanguy's shop was quite a rendezvous. It seemed to be always full of people and paintings. Largely unsaleable ones he used to accept in lieu of money from his poorer customers. Now, Monty and I bought from him whenever we could afford it, and sometimes when we couldn't. Van Gogh, All our Cezannes, Pizarros. Oh, several Pizarros, who was always one of our favorites.
Yes? Well, I guess mine, too.
Oh, good. And the great Gauguin. He was very special. You certainly met him in the shop.
I met Gauguin? Well, how wonderful.
Well, you didn't think so at the time. He'd just come back from Tahiti, as I remember, and was preparing an exhibition at Durand Ruel's.
Uh-huh.
And he made you cry.
He did?
It was his size, I think. He had a very fearsome look about him. You didn't like that at all.
Do you have any of his paintings here?
About half a dozen.
Well, they must be worth a lot of money.
Money? Well, I really don't know. They tell me some of the others are.
So exciting. I know. And those poor guys in L.A. never knew what hit them.
They're still trying to work it out, I think.
We made a good team, the three of us.
Oh, indeed, yes. And where's Mr. Cornelli now?
I divorced him last year.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not.
Well, I won't pry.
He made a couple of mistakes, broke the law, got himself 10 years in the pen.
Oh, dear.
The girl has to draw the line somewhere.
So you've gone back to your maiden name now, Barbara Pepper. Hmm?
This martini's not bad. I want to know what you're doing in London.
I was going to ask you the same question.
Me first.
Well, I'm here to negotiate a government contract.
American?
No.
British?
No, my government.
Gee, you're in politics now.
No, just business.
And how's it going?
Oh, quite promising so far.
Oh, that's now, great. What's the contract for?
Oh, it's very boring. Industrial, you know.
You don't mean armaments, do you? They keep saying Hitler wants to start a war. Is that it?
You have a very interesting imagination.
I ask too many questions.
But with great charm. Now, it's my turn. I remember Mr. Cornelli calling you Maxine.
So? I have two first names, don't you?
I have three.
Next question.
What kind of business are you pursuing?
The business of art.
Art?
Oil paintings, you know, stuff like that.
It's not my field.
Expensive ones.
Really? Somehow I don't believe you've become a painter yourself.
Right.
So you must be buying and selling.
Oh, I don't have the money to do that. But you're getting warm.
No money? But heaven...
I told you, Cornelli made mistakes.
I am sorry to hear this.
I'm getting over it. No, my plan is to acquire these paintings without money.
Oh?
Hey, will you take that look off your face? You think I'm a thief?
You make it sound...
Mr. Reinhardt, please. Those paintings have been seen around the world. You think anybody would touch them if they were hot? No. The old man is going to give them to me. Leastways, that's the idea.
Old man?
A friend of my father's. The two of them bought a whole lot of paintings 50 years ago when they were cheap.
Uh-huh.
My father died when I was a kid. This old guy has all of them now. I was the only child. So half of them ought to be mine, right?
And you wish to convince the old man of this?
I have a good case.
Was there not a will?
That's a good question.
Why have you left it so long?
Hell, I only knew about it a couple of months ago. I read about this Wilman Pepper collection in the Chicago newspapers. I knew my dad had a friend called Wilman, so I put two and two together.
And you had no idea previously that your father owns this valuable collection?
When my ma walked out on him and shacked up with some American guy 40 years ago, they weren't worth a dime. You couldn't give them away. Things have certainly changed since then. Listen to this. Ever heard of Van Gogh?
Oh, yes. Didn't he cut his ear off?
Really? You're kidding. Well, it figures. His paintings are crazy enough. Now, last year, one of his paintings was sold for, now get this, £2,735, 15 shillings and 9 pence.
Ooh.
Oh, here it is in the London Times. And it was only about so big. Well, that's close to 14,000 bucks. And the poor jerk himself never made a nickel when he was alive. That's some appreciation.
And this was one of your father's paintings?
No, no. But the Wilman Pepper collection is full of pictures like that.
Really?
Now, I'm not going to be greedy. The old man's a regular guy. He bores the pants off me, but I don't wish him any harm.
No, quiet.
The nice thing is, believe it or not, he doesn't care about money.
Oh?
It's true. So I don't need to feel bad about it.
Excuse me, Mr. Reinhardt. Your table is ready now.
Well, thank you.
It's good of you to see me when you're so busy, Mr. Armitage.
Oh, not at all.
But you're held in such high esteem by Mr. Willman. He's talked about you so much that I naturally turn to you.
Yes. Well, what seems to be the problem?
Well, now, I'm sure we both just adore Mr. Willman, don't we? But I do feel he's terribly careless. Why, do you know he never locks the doors in his house? Just about anybody could walk in and take exactly what they wanted. I'm thinking in particular of his paintings, of course. I understand they're quite valuable. Is that right?
A number of them, certainly.
And I was just so shocked when he told me he wasn't even insured.
Yes, but proper insurance may well be beyond his means. Of course, he knows that my gallery is very eager to purchase almost any of his pictures. I mean, just one of them would more than pay for any amount of premiums. But not even that will budge him. They're like children to him, you know. If they were stolen, money would be no compensation for his loss.
He's just not being realistic.
Quite. If you can get him to change his mind, my checkbook is always at the ready. Meanwhile, you could perhaps persuade him to be more careful about security around the house.
Right. I'm spending the weekend with him, so I'll lay it on the line.
I know Mrs. Bell does her best when she's there. And he claims he locks up at night and when he goes out.
Well, that's nonsense. He left the doors and windows wide open when we went for a walk the other day.
The risk is actually not quite as great as you might think, Miss Pepper. It would be very difficult indeed for a thief to dispose of well-known paintings like that.
Yes, of course. That never occurred to me. But what about fire and flood?
Well, there is that, certainly.
I feel the situation is quite unacceptable. And I'd like to do something for him without letting him know. What I had in mind was to pay for the insurance myself.
Oh, how very generous.
The whole thing might be beyond me, of course. But it would be useful to have a rough idea of what I'd be letting myself in for. What I'm getting at is, do you think you could let me have an approximate valuation for each of Mr. Willman's paintings, without bothering him? You're probably more familiar with those pictures than almost anybody else. Now, am I asking too much?
Not at all. It's very touching that you should be so concerned.
Well, I'm practically family, you know.
Of course, it's not easy to give exact figures.
Of course it isn't. But didn't I read in the Times the other day that your gallery recently sold a Van Gogh for £2,735.15 and 9 pence?
That is correct, yes.
Well, Uncle George has four of those. Now, that would be nearly £11,000 alone.
I think three of them would be worth considerably more.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Perhaps between $8,000 and $10,000 each.
Oh, dear. Up goes the premium. And what about the fourth one?
2,000 would be about right. It's the small still life.
2,000. Well, that's a blessing. I think we must get on to this without delay. Do you agree?
You leave it to me. I'll get some competitive quotes. Let's see now. I take it that, in the interests of economy, we're only going to concern ourselves with the more valuable end of the collection. In other words, most of the French paintings?
If you say so.
There are some other works, drawings, lithographs and so on, which I think we could ignore. Also, some oils by minor painters such as Gauguin, of whom Mr. Willman is unaccountably fond. They're his very favourite possessions, but I fear he's a painter of little significance and no doubt will remain so. So, we're basically down to about 20 works. The four Van Goghs. Let's make it three. Four Renoirs, three Cezannes, the Monets, perhaps the Pissarros? Perhaps not. What else? Toulouse-Lautrec? Not really. No. Manet, of course, and the Degas. Oh, yes, certainly the Degas.
It's been a lovely weekend, Uncle George. Really lovely. Oh, back home, I don't get to talk like you and I talked last night.
Well, I hope I didn't bore you.
You boring? Well, that's the last thing I'd call you. Now, what I mean is, it goes back to childhood, doesn't it? Like with my love for art, for example. I don't know how it started. Heredity, I guess. I mean, I was never encouraged in the orphanage. And Mother wasn't in the least interested.
No, she never was.
I guess I would have turned out very different if I'd been allowed to stay in Paris with Daddy.
It broke his heart.
Didn't he ever try to find me?
Oh, of course, but America's a big place and Solange didn't want to be found.
I've got nothing of Daddy's except a few photographs. You're so much better off in that respect, in that he left you all his paintings in his will.
Will? Oh, he never made a will.
He didn't?
Well, the possibility of death never occurred to either of us. I mean, it was just a fever, so we thought. But within a week...
And he never made a will?
No.
So then you kind of just took his things over?
No. I sent most of his possessions to his parents.
Oh, yeah. But not the paintings?
Well, it would have been difficult to divide them. I mean, we bought and collected together, you see, and it was taken for granted that if one of us died, the survivor would simply take everything over. We didn't want the collection split up.
Oh, I get it. You signed some kind of agreement.
Oh, good Lord, no.
You didn't? Gee, that must have been a lovely friendship. You're so lucky, Uncle George.
You know, Barbara, your mother could have taken anything she wanted when they separated. Monty would have given her the world.
Even some of the paintings?
Oh, yes. We would have come to some arrangement.
Would you make me the same offer?
I don't think so.
Oh. Don't you think I have some claim on them?
Look, tell me honestly why you want them.
But I have. They belong to my father. I guess he would have wanted me to have them, don't you?
Is that why you came to England?
Oh, George, that's not fair.
Oh, no, I suppose it isn't. I'm sorry. Oh, which ones would you like particularly?
Oh, I don't know.
Perhaps his favorite one?
We could work it out. But yeah, the ones that meant most to him, I guess.
Well, let's see. Yes, yeah, certainly his most precious one was the portrait of him writing at his desk.
I don't recall seeing it.
Yes, that would be the one. You were 3 and a half when you drew it for him.
I did?
Yes.
Oh, gee, I think that's really great. And you'd really let me have it?
I will.
Well, thank you. I knew you'd understand. You don't know what this means to me. Of course, I'd like some of the others as well.
Would you? Yes. The ones that would fetch a better price.
I wouldn't want to sell them.
No?
That's not very nice, George. If I didn't like you so much, I could resent that.
Well, isn't it true?
Okay, if you're thinking along those lines, I guess I'm entitled to ask you something. I mean, what actual right have you got to those paintings anyway? Do you really think some vague agreement you didn't even bother to put on paper would stand up in a court of law?
Oh, you intend to make a claim through the courts.
I don't know why you're suddenly taking this attitude. When I've been so nice to you, I'm really hurt. I mean, I'm his daughter, and I have a right to my share, don't I?
Well, that's debatable. As an illegitimate child, your rights of inheritance are very questionable.
What? Well, they've got to be better than yours.
Look, I am not prepared to split up the collection for your profit, Barbara.
I want what's mine, that's all.
Nothing is yours.
Well...
This is a very silly argument, and I'm saying things that... Look, we've known each other for such a short time. Please, let's remain friends.
It's up to you, isn't it?
Up to me.
I'm not giving up.
No, I believe you.
A stubborn, selfish old man.
And you're very ill-mannered.
Okay, that's it. Let me off. I can walk to the station from here. Will you stop this thing?
Come on, Blackie, let's go home.
Yes. Oh, Barbara, how nice. Yes? Ah, well, the earliest would be tomorrow afternoon. Ah. That sounds intriguing. Yes, very well. 4 o'clock. Yes, the perfect time for an English tea. We'll go to Gunter's. You haven't been to Gunter's for tea? Well, then your life has not been complete. You're nervous, Barbara.
A little setback. And it's all my fault, damn it.
And I can help.
Take a look at this photograph.
Oh, that's you and the old man?
I mean the painting behind us. Now, that's a great painting, right?
I don't know.
The market price is around £10,000. That's pounds, not dollars.
For that?
How would you like to have it? Or something very similar.
I'd rather have the money.
Okay.
Okay? I don't understand. You're offering me £10,000? For what?
A favor.
Really?
I need to borrow some money. Just for a while. Less than a week.
But my dear Barbara, you don't have... I mean, you only have to ask me.
It's a lot of money.
How much?
£20,000.
That is a lot of money.
Yeah.
That would be very difficult.
But not impossible for you, is it?
I don't know.
There's $10,000 in it for yourself, don't forget.
Well, that's very generous, of course.
Not really, because there's something else.
Oh?
I can't offer you much security.
Ah.
On the other hand, I anticipate negligible risk.
Yes?
And also, this is the tough one, I'd want the money in cash. More tea?
I may need something stronger.
And I know what you're thinking. Let me put your mind at rest. Those paintings would come into my possession, and the Van Gogh into yours, quite legally.
Well, that would be imperative. I'm in the midst of very delicate negotiations, and as an alien in this country, I cannot afford...
Understood, absolutely. Will you trust me?
Well, we've combined our talents successfully in the past.
That wasn't my question.
Well, then, yes, of course I trust you. But 20,000, I don't know where or how. Now, please, I hope you won't press me for an answer right away. I'll have to think very carefully.
That's fair enough. I can give you until tomorrow morning.
You Americans. Well, we must discuss this more. I don't know what to say. I don't want to know more than I have to.
Okay, I'll answer selected questions. Are you free this evening?
Yes.
How about dinner? My treat.
Oh, no, that's mine. I'm supposed to be the one with the money, aren't I? But I really don't want to be late tonight, Barbara. The last time, we said goodnight on your doorstep at 1 a.m. in the rain. I got very wet.
Did we? Well, that was last time, wasn't it?
Hello? Oh, come in. The front door's open.
Oh.
I've come to apologize, Uncle George.
Oh?
I have to tell you, you were quite right the other day. I was only interested in the money. I'm very ashamed.
Well, I...
It's been preying on my mind ever since I flounced off like that. I understand now what the collection means to you and what it meant to Daddy, and I don't want to interfere with that. I never knew him, but you shared so many years together, and I'd so much rather have your friendship, Uncle George, than the paintings. Oh, this is stupid.
You'd better sit down.
I'm sorry. It's not easy for me to talk like this. Have you got a hanky?
Hmm? Yeah, here.
All my life I've had to fight for anything I've wanted. With Mother dying like that and no proper father, just the orphanage and things. So can you understand, I grab too desperately at any opportunity that comes my way.
Oh, I see.
I'd so much like you to give me another chance, Uncle George. Let me try and make it up to you. Will you do that?
Those horses are gorgeous.
Well, they'll come out onto the mall again presently, oh. And then you might get a good snapshot of them.
You'll say when you're getting tired, won't you, Uncle George? Mm. I mean, we could leave the crown jewels until the weekend.
Oh, no, I'll be away off to see my son then.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No, I thought perhaps you might like to come with me. The children would love it.
That'd be swell, but I can't.
Ah.
There's some folks over from Chicago. I have to see them in the evening, you know what I mean.
Oh, well, never mind.
But I will come over and take you to the station.
Oh, of course you won't. Mrs. Bell can take me in the trap.
You said she has the weekend off.
Oh, well, I'll manage.
No, I think I'll make a nice lunch for us on the Saturday and put you on the train.
Oh, no,
now,
really.
Don't argue with me. It'll be my pleasure.
Oh, look, here they come.
Taxi's here.
Oh, right. We're just coming. Okay, got everything? Mm. Do you want to take an umbrella? Okay, you're sure everything's locked up?
Yes, I think so.
You think so? You're leaving behind a priceless collection of paintings and you only think so?
Well, I've locked all the windows.
You missed out on this one. Look.
Oh.
We'd better check all around again.
No, I've done all the rest. Everything is quite safe.
I'm taking no chances with you. Now, suppose they all disappear.
Well, who would want to take them?
Gee, I would if I were dishonest.
No, you wouldn't. As a matter of fact, you wouldn't need to.
How do you mean?
Well, you'll get them anyway.
What?
I'm changing my will.
Uncle George, but if you do that... I mean, you can't do that.
I've been thinking about what you said, and it's been worrying me. See, at the moment, they're to be shared between my son and his family and the Tate Gallery when I go, but, well, the Tate has plenty, so I'd rather those went to Monty Pepper's daughter, that's all.
Oh, gosh, I feel awful.
Well, I had hoped you might feel happy. I don't suppose you'll have long to wait for them.
Don't. I don't deserve them after the
way... No, come along now. If we have to check those windows again, I'll miss my train.
Gone? What do you mean, gone? When? Oh. Well, are you all right? Are the police with you? You haven't, but Mr. Willman, why not?
Oh, I see. Yes, I see.
Oh, dear. Look, I'd better come and see you right away, hadn't I? And please don't do anything till I get there.
Right.
Oh, dear.
So, the cottage was empty from Saturday afternoon until today?
Yes. Mrs. Bell arrived here about an hour before I did, and they'd gone.
Where is she now?
In the kitchen, I think, crying. Mm-hmm.
Do you know exactly which ones are missing?
Well, I've made a list.
Uncle George!
Oh, we're here. It's Barbara. And nothing else is missing.
Uncle George, Mr. Armitage, what are you doing here?
Hello, Barbara. Well, you know each other?
Well,
Yes, as a matter of fact, we do. Darling, how are you?
I'm all right, but it's such a shock, girl.
Well, of course. This is too dreadful. I mean, how did they break in?
There was a key under the mat.
Under the... Oh, George, no. When I took such care...
Look, everybody does it round here.
Everybody doesn't have what you've got in the house. What you had in the house.
Look, please don't go on at me, Barbara.
Oh, let me see the note they left.
Oh, here. Yeah.
And you haven't told the police?
No.
But it also says don't tell anyone else either. So how come you knew about it, Mr. Armitage?
Look, I had to tell somebody, Barbara. Who else could I turn to?
Why, me, of course. Why didn't you tell me?
But I did.
No, you didn't. I had to prise it out of you when I called you this morning. Oh, I knew something was wrong from the sound of your voice.
It's just as well I do know about it.
No, it's not. Mm-hmm. The note is quite clear. It strikes me this is entirely a family matter.
Look, hardly, Barbara. Now, calm down a bit, will you? This is not helpful.
Oh. I guess you're right. Oh, gee. Just let me cuddle you for a minute. Mm. Oh, it's so good to know you're okay.
Well, I've got two of them in tears now.
Who's the other one?
Mrs. Bell.
She knows as well? What the hell is going
on? Look, Barbara, she called here on her way to the station to collect me and was the first to see they were gone.
Okay. Has she told anybody else?
No.
And the police definitely don't know.
Look, I've told you no.
Well, what's missing?
Here's the list.
Oh, my God, three of the Van Goghs. All the Renoirs? Oh, gee, they sure knew what they were after. They've taken all the valuable ones.
Not exclusively. The Gauguins have gone, too, and there were very little.
But they were your favorites, weren't they, Uncle George? Oh, it's too cruel. What are we going to do?
I think we must call the police.
No. These people are sure to carry out their threat if we do. Oh, we can't risk the paintings being destroyed.
Well, I do think...
Look, Mr. Armitage, it's very nice of you to be so concerned, but I really don't think there's anything useful any one of us can do until we get more instructions, except keep everything strictly to ourselves.
I personally would like to be able to discuss this whole thing with Mr. Willman in private. I'm sure you understand.
Well, of course.
Why don't you just go back to London and forget the whole thing for now? And I promise to let you know just as soon as there are any developments. Am I being unreasonable?
Oh, of course not, dear lady. I quite understand. Forgive me if
Not at all.
Mr. Willman, please keep in very close touch. I want to do everything I can to help.
Well, thank you so much, yes.
I'll see myself out.
We do appreciate it, Mr. Armitage. And please, not a word to anyone. Now, George, what
goodbye,
I think
then.
Is that we should just relax. Goodbye!
Goodbye.
I'm going to stay with you today, George. Mm. Can I stay the night?
Oh, I wish you would.
And we'll take it real easy.
There's Mrs. Bell.
Oh, I'll go talk to her right now. Make her a nice cup of tea and send her home.
Oh, thank heavens you're here, Barbara. Oh, yes? Come in.
Coffee for you.
Oh.
Did you sleep okay?
Oh, so-so. I got up earlier, wandered about a bit.
I heard you.
Is that a letter?
It might be nothing.
Hmm. Oh. Look, you'd better read it.
20 grand? That's crazy. Have you got that much?
Oh, you know I haven't. I don't know anybody who has. It's absurd. Yeah. They've simply assumed that because I own some valuable paintings, I'm a wealthy man. It's absurd.
Yeah.
Look, I'll have to tell the police.
Hold on. How much could you raise?
But, I don't know. 3,000 at the most, but not within 3 days. And use notes. But the whole thing is absurd.
How about your son?
But he's only got his salary.
And with three kids? Right. Then I guess it's up to me to try and find the money.
Oh, you?
Well, there's got to be a way, George. I've got some money saved up.
No, I couldn't. Wouldn't.
Well, wait a minute. I've got a stake in all this now. I hope to enjoy some of those paintings in my home one day.
Yes, but £20,000.
Listen, over the years, I've scraped a few bucks together, and I've hoarded them like a miser. Well, I needed to, because of my background, you know, my need for security. But, oh, heck, it's just lying there in the bank doing nobody any good. Of course, it's all in the States, so I don't know if I can get it across, or even if there's enough. But there's a branch of my bank in London, and they just gotta help me out.
But there's hardly any time.
I didn't say it was gonna be easy.
I'd never be able to pay you back.
You don't have to. Aren't you leaving me some of the paintings?
Yes, but that might not be for some years. And meanwhile, you'd have nothing. No money, none of the security you worked so hard for and need.
Yeah, that is the tough part.
No, I couldn't let you do it, Barbara.
Well, then, how about this? Now, let's suppose we get lucky. I raise the money, we get everything back. Okay, as you say, I'd be broke. Well, would it make you feel better if you were to give me the paintings you want me to have right away? Well, then who cares about money in the bank? I'd have Daddy's things round me in my home. That's all the security I'd ever need. How about that? That's £20,000?
It is.
Whew. Help me put it in here.
Are you going to count it?
Have you?
Yes.
Then I don't need to.
Oh, thank you. But you do assure me that my part in this affair
Stop worrying, Klaus. It's no crime to lend a few bucks to a friend in need, is it?
Hi, Uncle George. I've got it.
What?
Every cent.
Oh, Barbara. Come in, my dear, come in.
Have you heard from them yet?
Not yet. Now, I want you to meet someone.
Oh?
Now, this is an old friend of mine, Stephen Dudley.
How do you do, Miss Pepper? I've heard a lot about you.
Well, I wasn't expecting it. I'm glad to meet you, Mr. Dudley.
Well, actually, it's Inspector Dudley from the police.
What?
No, look, no, Stephen is an old friend of mine, Barbara. I couldn't go through with it. I simply had to get advice.
The hell you did? What in heaven's name possessed you? You promised me, George. The letter said quite clearly.
Please, Barbara.
There's no need to get excited, Miss Pepper. We're all on the same side, after all.
The hell we are.
Barbara.
We haven't a chance now.
Look, Barbara, please.
He knows, doesn't he? But that's enough. You might as well say goodbye to the paintings. How can you do this to me, George? I worked my butt off to help you out, and this is how you repay me.
Now, Miss Pepper, I understand your feelings, and believe me, I sympathize. But I was asked to come round purely as a friend, quite unofficially.
An off-duty cop? There's no such thing.
Well, if you'll forgive me, it seems time is in short supply, and it might be more helpful to approach this whole thing rather more rationally.
Excuse me, I need to use the bathroom.
A temperamental lady.
Yeah, but a heart of gold. She's managed to get the money.
Oh, in there?
Well, I presume so.
Well, let's have a look.
Stephen, I think we can wait till she comes back.
You know, I've got to report all this officially, don't you?
But do you really? I realize you have to try and catch them, but I don't want to risk losing the painting.
Well, what makes you think it's them? It might be him. Or even her.
Her? Well, you surely don't mean
well,
that...
Well, it had crossed my mind. But as you say, she's going to benefit from your will anyway. It would seem rather pointless.
Now, I won't have a word said against her.
Well, I'll want to ask her some questions eventually.
No. Certainly not, and I don't want any police involved. At least not until after the paintings are returned.
I can't promise that, George. Mm. Our best chance of catching them is when they pick the money up. Except, of course, it won't be the money. Mm. That'll be here in your safe. We'll make up some fake bundles.
But if we cheat them like that, they'll destroy the paintings just like they said.
No, they won't get the chance.
No, I don't like it. I really don't.
Look, I can't do otherwise, George. It's my duty. But I can keep my lads well away from here.
Can I clear away, sir?
Yes.
Miss Pepper's ever so upset. I don't know what you've done to her. She's crying her eyes out.
Oh, well, I'd better go.
No. You leave her to me. I've made a cup of tea for her. She'll be all right.
I don't suppose my presence here helps very much.
No, sir, I don't think it does.
In that case, I'll leave. There's nothing more I can do at the moment, anyway. I'll take the two notes, if I may, George. And you'll let me know as soon as you get the final instructions. I'll want to check for fingerprints.
I don't know what to do.
You do what's right and let us handle it. I'll see how you are tomorrow.
Thank you.
I'll go out through the garden.
Goodbye, sir. Oh,
bye, Mrs. Bell.
Oh, it's dreadful. Dreadful.
Has he gone?
Yes, come in, do. Look, I'm terribly sorry.
No, please. I blew my top again. I hate to do that to you. I'm sorry.
Look, you know, Barbara, we don't really have a choice. It's the law.
Well, I'll leave you to have a little chat.
What did he say?
That we ought to let them deal with it.
No chance. You can see that, can't you, Uncle George?
But he assures me that the thieves will be arrested as they collect the money. Or the substitute money.
Substitute?
Well, the police apparently can't condone the paying of a ransom, so they make up something to look genuine.
That's ridiculous. It's vital we hand over the real money.
I'm not too happy about it, but I do think we...
We can't risk anything. Suppose they get away.
Well, it's unlikely. They'd be surrounded.
Oh, come on, George. Don't let's kid ourselves. So a guy comes to pick up the money. The police arrest him. Big deal. Meanwhile, the rest of the gang are in a hideout somewhere waiting for this guy to show up with the loot. When he doesn't, they make a bonfire of the paintings.
Well, I suppose there must be other people involved.
And they won't all merrily walk into a police trap. No, you can't blame your friend. He has to stick to the book. But he's got nothing to lose.
Oh, I'm too old to cope with this sort of thing.
Oh, I'm not. I'd better stay the night. You're not going to be left alone. I just have to make a telephone call, okay?
Well, don't change your plans for me.
Can I use it?
In the hall.
And then you know what? We'll forget all about everything and take a walk around the garden, and you can tell me all about your roses.
Oh.
No, you stay there, George. Relax, I'll get it. Hello?
Barbara.
Yes?
This is Klaus.
Yes?
Well, you called me earlier to ring you at this number.
Yes?
Who is it, Barbara?
Shh.
And now all you want me to do is hang up?
That's right.
Very well, I suppose you'll tell me what it's all about sometime.
Yes.
Well... Goodbye, then.
That's right.
Goodbye.
It's them. You can say what you have to say to me.
Yeah, but... You...
Yes, we do. All of it. We have it all. Where?
Right. Yes, just leave it in the barn. Yeah? The Lightwater Road?
I know it.
But when? Now? Well, at this time of night? But I don't have a car, so how the hell... Hello? Hello? They've rung off. They want the money right now. I didn't expect... Oh, how the hell... Oh, George, I'm so scared.
Would you like a brandy?
I'm sorry. Just let me... Oh, he was so awful. Hmm? He wants me to take the money right now.
Well, you?
What?
Well, he knows that you know all about it.
He must.
I wonder how.
I don't know, but he accepts it. I don't know why.
Oh, that's odd, isn't it?
Yeah. No, well, let's not argue about it. What road was it?
Oh, the Lightwater Road. It's not far.
Is there an old barn there, ruined?
Yes, I know it.
Well, I have to go right now, and I don't have a car.
Well, there's the trap.
Trap? What trap? Oh, the horse. Yeah, I forgot. He said right away.
Yeah, but the police, the substitute money...
We haven't time to wait for that. He's only giving me 20 minutes, for God's sake. We have to stick to the original plan. I'm going. Now.
No, not on your own.
I'll be okay.
Now, don't be silly. We'll go together. Now, Barbara, I insist.
Oh, gee, you're right, Uncle George. I do need you with me. Come in. Oh, just a minute. Klaus, lovely to see you. I've got to keep it locked just now with all these paintings lying around.
Oh, you've got them.
Well, of course. Haven't you read the papers?
No.
You didn't know the old man's paintings were stolen?
Stolen? Barbara, you assured
me that... Hold it. I was the one who got them back for him, with a little help from you. And you didn't read about it. Oh, it was just like the Lindbergh baby, a kidnapping. Only nobody got hurt. The ransom was left at an old barn, and the paintings turned up at Waterloo Station the next day. Can you believe that? They were just lying there, packed in a couple of big suitcases. Somebody, I don't know who, of course, somebody pointed them out to a porter who took them to lost property, and that's how we got them back. Do you mind if I carry on packing? Help yourself to champagne and pour me another glass, will you?
And these?
Aren't they beautiful? He gave them to me in return for my help. Oh, what the hell? He's got more than twice that many left for himself. Help yourself to the Van Gogh. It's yours. Unless you'd rather have the money, in which case stick around. I got this tame art dealer coming around. He's crazy about me and has promised to be very generous. So leave a little of the champagne, huh?
Well, yes.
Isn't it a shame I have to sell them all? But they're just too cumbersome to take home with me.
Oh, you're going home?
Yes, crack of dawn. But we could still celebrate a little tonight.
No, but I can't keep up with you.
What's the matter with you, Klaus? Life is great. I've been spreading happiness everywhere. Well, you're happy with your game, right?
Oh, yes.
Oh, there's your 20,000, by the way. Still in the case. Oh. Now, don't leave it lying around, will you? Where was I? Oh, yeah, and me, I'm happy. 6 beautiful paintings that are going to make me rich today because of my art dealer friend, who is ecstatic.
I see, and the old man?
Oh, he's the happiest of all. All his beloved paintings have come back to him, and it didn't cost him a penny. And he felt so indebted to me, he insisted on giving me these few as a small token of gratitude. Well, how could I deny him that pleasure? There's a Renoir, Monet, Degas. Oh, yes, I'm getting to be quite an expert. And how about this one? Isn't it cute? A little girl of 3 did it.
That's charming. And who?
Barbara Pepper.
Oh, you?
Not quite. I have to confess I told you a teeny-weeny little fib.
Oh?
Let me put it this way. Would you mind if I asked you to call me Maxine Cornelli again? I just wanted to use Barbara's name for a while because, well, I just love her so much. She was my best friend at school. But now I hear she's coming over to England with her dumb French mother to see the old guy, as a matter of fact, and I don't want to stick around. He hasn't seen her since she was 3. They got a lot to catch up on, so I thought I'd leave them alone together. My, I bet she'll be surprised to find he's changed his will in her favor, which didn't help me at all, of course. Oh, all in all, I feel pretty good.
Oh, Barbara, Maxine, I'm lost for words.
Well, here's to you, Buster. Right on time.
my dealer friend with his checkbook, or I'm very much mistaken. Come right in, Mr. Armitage. Oh, it's you, Inspector. Dudley, wasn't it? Well, how nice of you to call. Won't you come in, please? You're just in time for some champagne.
In Collecting for Pleasure and Profit by Andrew Sachs, Morris Denham played George Willman, Liza Ross, Barbara Pepper, Andrew Sachs, Klaus Reinhardt, and Timothy Bateson, Mr. Armitage. Mrs. Bell was played by Gwen Cherrill, Stephen Dudley by Garrett Green, and the waiter by Trevor Nichols. The play was directed by Glyn Dearman.